They say give someone a fish and they'll eat for a day, but teach them to fish and they'll eat for a lifetime. At BMS World Mission, we begin by listening, because true partnership isn't teaching what's already known, it's nurturing what's already there. We work with local communities to build on their knowledge, whether it's fishing, farming, or something else entirely. And through the Global Church, we share Jesus and offer practical help to create a lasting legacy.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 9, verse 9. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at his tax collector's booth. "Follow me and be my disciple," Jesus said to him. So Matthew got up and followed him. There are moments in all of our lives which act like hinges. In themselves, they're small. But when we look back on life, they're massive. They changed everything. I think of the moment in Israel when I met a 19-year-old student in a hotel foyer. She's now my wife. I also think of that incredible moment some years later when my wife told me that she was pregnant for the first time. I couldn't stop smiling. I think of the moment as a teenager when I was first asked to preach a sermon. The moments came and they went, but the whole of life has looked different ever since. This was clearly a hinge moment in Matthew's life. One moment he was busily at work collecting taxes, and the next he'd left all of that behind him and was following Jesus. This encounter probably happened near Capernaum, where we know that there was a customs post. Tax collectors were particularly despised because they were working for the hated Romans, and it was well known that they were often dishonest. The only reason why someone would do a job like this was because it was lucrative, and no doubt Matthew lived very comfortably. However, Jesus' word of invitation was enough to change everything. We are not clear exactly where Matthew ministered in later years. Some sources claim that he worked amongst the Jews in Judea before travelling to other countries. We can't be sure, but we can have no doubt that he often looked back to that moment where Jesus had called him in the middle of a normal working day. We cannot know when one of those hinge moments will happen, so we need to head into this and every day with our ears tuned into the voice of God. Today might seem completely ordinary and unremarkable, but at any time, the Lord might speak to us and lead us on a new journey of faith. So let me ask you a question. What have been the most significant hinge moments in your life? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you love us so much that you're continually leading us by your Spirit. Help us to listen out for your voice today. Well, thanks for joining me today. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or, of course, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. May God bless you today.
BMS World Mission, transforming communities around the world for over 200 years. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.